Number two, describe the advantages of multiple condition designs, the different kinds of conditions that may be included, and how a researcher decides which conditions to include in a research project. This is one of those ones where I want you to have a set of things memorized that you carry around with you. That every time you're looking at a design, whether it's yours or somebody else's, you sort of tick off the different kinds of conditions that can be in a study and see if they've covered their bases, if there's anything missing, if you need to add anything. The way that we approached this was looking at the different kinds of conditions, sorting those into different kinds of treatment conditions and different kinds of control conditions. The different kinds of treatment conditions are three. Treatments that differ quantitatively, that differ by amount. How much, how often, how many. The second is treatment conditions that differ qualitatively. What kind? What variety? How? And the third is treatment conditions that differ by combinations of treatment elements. So you got differ by amount, differ by kind, and differ by combination of elements. When we look at kinds of control conditions, we have the standard no treatment control, the classic control condition. We then have what I refer to as a standard treatment control. For most phenomena that we're studying, particularly if it's therapeutic research or any sort of applied research, there is something that's commonly being done now. And that's a reasonable comparison group. There is also a best practice control group, because very often the best thing isn't the standard thing. And if you want to show that your new something rocks, you want to not only show that it's better than nothing, and show that it's better than what's usually used, but show that it's better than anything else out there. The fourth kind of control condition is a pseudo-treatment condition, or sometimes called an all-but-one control condition. This is when you're trying to identify a particular causal element in a multiple-element treatment, and so you run a treatment condition that's everything but that element. The example we used was brain lesions, where you've got another group of animals that get the entire medical preparation, the entire surgical preparation, and the entire surgery, except for the lesion per se. The whole idea is, for the selection of conditions, treatment conditions and control conditions, to provide direct tests of the research hypothesis. You have to articulate what you mean when you say this works better. Better than what? The than what's define the conditions you need for your research study.